Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Caroline Feeney. How are you, Caroline?
I'm doing very well. Thank you, Robert. Very happy to be here.
And Caroline is CEO of U.S. Insurance and Retirement Businesses at Prudential. So you're running a significant business. It's about $22 billion with 10,000 people. Talk about what that business really is, Caroline.
Absolutely, Robert. So I have responsibility now for both the individual and institutional U.S. businesses for insurance, and that's our life insurance business. It actually includes all of the thousands of advisors who help serve our customers every single day. And it also includes our retirement businesses as well as our group business.
And if you look at all of that, you're at the size, while you're not the corporate CEO, you're running something equivalent to a not even Fortune 500, Fortune a couple of hundred companies. How do you view running the business? And also one other question. It's a very competitive area in insurance. How does Prudential differentiate itself?
So first of all, Robert, when I think about running the business, I've always leaned in first to the people and the talent in the organization. So I have to say I'm extremely fortunate that I have an incredibly talented team. I like to refer to them as my rock star team, and I'd be happy to speak to you more about the makeup of that team. And I think the team itself is a differentiated team in terms of insurance and financial services space. So I start with the talent, empowering that talent to do what they do best, which is lead their respective businesses. And then I really view it as my responsibility to help work very closely with them to make sure that obviously we have a sound strategy, but most importantly, that we're able to execute against that strategy. And we're doing exactly that. And I think the team is very proud of what we've been able to accomplish, candidly, in very unique circumstances, being in financial services with a lot of the market headwinds and challenges and weathering through those and making the appropriate pivots. And then really making sure we're looking forward at what are the organic growth opportunities and the inorganic growth opportunities to continue to grow the businesses, but most importantly, with an eye on the end customers. So how are we expanding the manner in which we're serving more customers every single day, be it on the individual side or on the institutional side?
Talk about the makeup of your team. And one thing specifically, you and I have spoken many times in the past about the importance of bringing women to executive positions.
Yes. So I love to talk about my team, Robert. So let me give you an example. I have a very diverse team, but I have specifically four individuals leading the business. Let me start again. So I have a very diverse team, and I specifically have four of those leaders who actually run U.S. businesses for us. So they're leading the P&Ls. And of those four leaders, two of those leaders are diverse women. And so that's not typically something that you'd see in the financial services space. And the reason I call it the rockstar team is I think the level of diversity, the different experience set, their different backgrounds actually make us a much stronger team together. I love the way they challenge one another. We're thoughtful around our decision making. I believe we make better decisions because of the makeup and diversity of this team. But for me, I believe it goes well beyond just the diversity. You can have a diverse team, but you're not necessarily going to be a winning team. And I think that's where the inclusive nature of the team is so important. Do they all feel highly engaged? Do they know their voice matters? Do they feel as though they're a major contributor to the team? And I could say with the utmost confidence that, yes, they do. And I believe that's why we've been so successful, and I believe that's why I'm so proud to be working with these individuals.
Are there any unique practices that you have within your group of creating that inclusion so people get to be involved?
I think it's important to understand that we are all different. We all lead differently. I've had teams, for example, in my past where I've had a team of mostly men who were predominantly extroverts and very few women, and a couple of them were introverts. And so how am I drawing out their voices very thoughtfully and purposely so that they're contributing? I also think the recognition, particularly in the environment that we've found ourselves in with the pandemic where people are working remotely, making sure that we're taking time to celebrate those victories before moving on to the next thing and giving them the recognition that they so richly deserve. I also think, Robert, it's been very important for us to understand and take a moment to look at the broad talent that we're bringing in and, again, be thoughtful and intentional about where we're finding that talent so that we're continuing to role model the right behaviors that we want throughout the entire organization in terms of sourcing talent, in terms of developing talent, coaching talent, so that we're bringing them forward in their career, respective career paths.
When you talk about coaching, what is the key to coach people?
Key to coaching people, I think first is understanding that everybody is different and they have different motivations. And so I think being flexible enough as a leader and also listening to what are their intrinsic motivators, to what's most important to them, to also understanding where they are in their career, where they are in their development, what their unique aspirations are. I think those are all an important part of coaching. One of the things I've always tried to do is get to know the leaders on my team very well. That's been important for me. It's also been a lot of fun for me. Those are the things that specifically stand out.
And let's look at different words. Coaching, mentoring, and then sponsorship. Three very different words. And I know you have thoughts on those. Share the difference between those words to you in growing the organization.
Yes. So first of all, mentoring, and I'll say in my experience, and the research proves this out, that women do have a tendency to be more proactive in asking for a mentor, that person that could provide them some advice and guidance along the way. Perhaps they can learn some things from directly. But men have a tendency to have more advocates and sponsors. And an advocate and sponsor is actually, in my opinion, more powerful. These are the individuals that when the important meeting is happening where we're talking about a new position or an exciting new opening or a new initiative, and we need somebody to take that leadership role, that advocate or the sponsor is the one who puts their personal reputation on the line to advocate for a particular individual to take on that role. I've been very fortunate, Robert, throughout my career to have many advocates and sponsors, and I assure you I would not be in the position that I'm in today if I had not had all those advocates and sponsors along the way, most of whom, by the way, Robert, were men, because I did grow up on the sales and distribution side initially in my career, and it was predominantly male-dominated. And so I consider myself very fortunate to have had that support along the way.
So, Caroline, you've spoken about being in a male-dominated industry and having executive sponsorship as a way to help you. What advice do you have to women who are in male-dominated industries still, of specific things they could do to elevate their career where maybe they become a CEO?
So one of the first pieces of advice that I'd give, Robert, is to remember to be your authentic self. Understand who you are as a leader and remain true to that. I learned very early on in my career that I was not one of the men, and I didn't need to pretend to be one of the men. And I think that served me well. We all spend a lot of hours every single day working, and I believe it can be very tiring to try to show up and try to be another persona or try to adopt somebody else's leadership style when it doesn't fit with your own. So I think being your authentic self. I would also say, and there's extensive research on this as well, which I'm very intrigued by, it's the confidence gap that does exist for women, candidly, in many different, across many different levels and across all different industries. And so I think being aware of that because it does manifest itself in many curious ways in the workplace, some of which where we see women that don't necessarily put their hat in the ring for positions because they don't check every single box, or where they're maybe not speaking up at a meeting and using their voice and bringing everything that they have to bring to the table to bear. And so I think addressing the confidence gap is another one that I would say. And then once you find yourself in one of those positions of influence or managing or leading people, I do think it's incumbent upon women to begin to pay it forward. And I've made it a point to reach out and pay it forward to other women across the industry and bring them along. And candidly, I gain so much energy from it. I think I enjoy it more than they do in the coaching and mentoring that I've done through the years and that I continue to do.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We're speaking with Caroline Feeney. When we come back, we're going to talk about, during the pandemic and forward, mental health challenges that women can have. Back in a few.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese. I'm the CEO show, and we're speaking with Caroline Feeney. And Caroline, let's talk about during the pandemic. And you're working with women, with executives. You've 10,000 employees, and there are a lot of financial challenges, and there are also many stress challenges and well-being challenges that women in particular face. Talk about what you've experienced.
Absolutely, Robert. So we weren't too far into the pandemic when I realized and actually became very concerned by what we saw as a mass exodus of women leaving their careers across the country. And one of the things that I wanted to be sure of was that we didn't see the same phenomenon with women within Prudential. And at the time, our statistics said we were not experiencing that same exodus from the workplace. However, I have a role at Prudential, which I'm very proud to be able to have, which is the executive sponsor for a group called Women Empowered, which is our women's business resource group, Robert. And so we started having listening forums and understanding where the women were, how are they feeling through the pandemic, what are some of the unique challenges and struggles that they're experiencing. And it became readily apparent that they wanted to talk. They wanted to share. They wanted to share with one another what they were experiencing. And there were tears. There were real emotion with just simple struggles, such as they find themselves home with three kids and they never thought they'd be homeschooling on top of trying to manage a career. And that was the new reality. And feeling as though they were embarrassed being on a conference call or a Zoom call, and kids come running through the middle of a meeting. But that was just many people's reality. And everybody's situation was different, right? Whether it's younger kids or maybe caring for an elderly parent. But regardless of everybody's different situation, just being able to have that forum. So while we had the listening forums, now what we found is it's grassroots efforts. And part of what came out of those conversations, Robert, was an apparent concern around mental health, worry, anxiety. And so Prudential has taken it upon itself to have a specific focus around stepping up all of the support that we give for associates around mental health, which is a real concern.
So Prudential is clearly a purpose-driven organization.
Yes. So one of the things that I'm very proud of is that Prudential is a purpose-driven company. So our purpose is we're solving the financial challenges for our changing world. It's simple, but it's powerful. And success for me, Robert, has always been a little bit about finding your own purpose, your own why, and finding what you love to do. Because I firmly believe that if you can find that, you ultimately will be more successful in your career. And candidly, I was fortunate enough to find that fairly early on in my career with Prudential. And I think that has been a catalyst for the success that has come later on and has come through the years. In terms of significance, it goes full circle back to a discussion we had earlier about paying it forward. I think there's a point that everybody reaches in their career where you now have a responsibility to share, to pay it forward, to try to make a difference beyond just the company that you're part of and that you're trying to contribute to. What is your broader purpose and how can you make a broader mark in the industry, on society? And perfect example would be the work that I try to do with women across the industry. And also I do a lot of speaking around specifically financial challenges that are unique for women. As a representative of Prudential, where we are in fact trying to solve the financial challenges.
You talked about something really interesting, Caroline, which is finding your why. And it seems that that is the core that moves people into true success, into significance. How does someone go about finding their why?
It's a great question, Robert, and I don't know that I have the perfect answer for that. I think it happens when something clicks between this is something that I absolutely am passionate about and that I find myself loving what I'm doing. For me, it happened very early on when I found myself on the distribution and sales side, and I actually found myself in a customer-facing role, and I could see that through my support and my work with those individuals that I was going to be able to make a difference in their lives. So now you look at my current role and responsibilities, and it is absolutely purpose-driven. I'm so fortunate to be able to work with thousands of people that are on the front lines helping customers every single day so that they can sleep at night, and helping to solve the financial worries that do keep people up at night, and help provide a secure retirement or help them fund a college education or help them buy a first home, wherever they may be in their lives, whatever is most important to them, these people are helping to solve those challenges. And so I think my early experiences, seeing how that plays out on the front lines, I don't think you ever lose that, Robert. And that was my why. It is why I love what I do and how pleased I am to be able to work with associates that do that every single day for our customers.
Let's talk about the barriers that women face and how they overcome those.
So, Robert, one of the barriers that I think women face is a lack of opportunity. And when I think about that lack of opportunity, I go right to the pipelines that are actually the feeder for specific positions within an organization. And so let me give you an example. If I think about leading a business, running a P&L, typically those pipelines or those feeder pools come from areas like finance. So you're on a finance track, you become a chief financial officer, then perhaps run a business. But the problem is that pipeline itself is very much male-dominated. When I think about my own self, my first significant role running a P&L was running the life business for Prudential. And typically the track actually for decades had been to bring that incumbent in from the actuarial side of the business. In fact, they're always the chief actuary for the life business and then moved on to lead the business. And so I give Prudential a lot of credit because they thought much more broadly about what they were looking for talent. From talent, they were very purposeful and intentional. They looked at my past history, my experiences, my general management skills, and then they also put together a development plan of what were the gaps that I needed to address to be sure that I was ready for the role and I'd be successful in the role. And so I was the first non-actuary to lead Prudential's life business in decades. A traditional career path would be to start in sales, be successful in sales, become a sales manager, be successful as a sales manager, and then go on to be a managing director and lead a financial firm. But all of those pipelines, again, were traditionally male dominated. So we developed a bench strength program where we looked for people that had a history of success, great general management skills. We put them in a bench strength program for 18 months to 24 months. And now I'm delighted to say we have incredibly successful, talented women sitting in those managing director spots as a result of that. So I think it's about being purposeful, being intentional, which we have been. But if we don't do that, Robert, we're never really going to change the makeup of what we're looking at in terms of these more significant senior leadership roles.
On that inspirational note, Caroline, what a pleasure it is having you on the CEO Show.
Thank you, Robert. It's always a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Scott Stevenson. How are you, Scott?
I am well, Robert. Thank you. It's nice to be with you.
A pleasure. And Scott is the chairman, CEO, and president of Verisk. It's a company about $2.6 billion, 10,000 employees, and really at the heart of data analytics, and you'll be surprised. Well, not everyone has heard of the company. It's because it's intentionally that what they're doing is they're the backbone of things like energy, financial services, and you'll even hear about things like how they're helping stopping human trafficking. So give a snapshot as what the company is.
So where you started, we work in specific industry vertical markets. The three that we're really focused on are the insurance industry and the energy industry, which is everything from electric utilities to global oil and gas companies and all the points in between. So petrochemicals, kind of that whole ecosystem. And our goal is to help our customers manage their digital processes so that they have really great data and really great analysis available to them so that they can make really good decisions. Those decisions may relate to capital they're spending. It may relate to how they're pricing the products that they're putting out into the market. It may be how they manage their own data flows so that they can be more timely in what they know. But basically, we are interacting with the digital nervous system of our customers in those three industry verticals. And we do it with a very particular point of view. And that particular point of view is that we can be that much more helpful to our customers if we have already pre-built data sets which draw on any one customer's data, but also everybody else that's in the same market space. Because the more that you increase the depth of the data set, the more that you can say meaningful things about what are the trends and where is it all likely to come out, and to be able to make really good predictions about what's going to happen in the future, and to say all of it and to do all of it with a high degree of confidence.
So that's really interesting. Let's take a look at something like insurance and claims. If you're working with a lot of the different insurance carriers, are you able to find patterns where something bad could happen? And because you're working with one company, you'll be able to predict that for another. Does that happen or not really?
Exactly right. Exactly right. So let me give you a very tangible example. So you and I, Robert, and probably almost all of our listeners would have insurance on some assets that we own. It might be an auto policy, could be a homeowner's policy. So here's what happens inside of the insurance world and our interaction with our customers. So when you file a claim against your homeowner's policy, let's just use that as an example, more or less in real time, when your claim lands inside of your insurance company's claims handling system, what they're going to do is abstract some of the key data out of your claim and send it to us in real time. By the way, we're the only place that they send this data, and we can talk about that and why that is. But more or less in real time, they send us the data. The reason that your insurance, and by the way, when you took out your insurance policy and signed for it in the fine print, you agreed that your insurance company could do this. So all of this is occurring with the consent of the individual. But the reason that your insurance company is doing that is that fraud is a very big problem in the insurance industry. It's estimated to be on the order of $25 billion a year. And it would be much greater if we didn't do for the insurance industry what I'm now about to describe. So your insurance company takes your claim, abstracts the data, and everything I'm describing here is machines talking to machines. This is all untouched by human hands. So the data shoots over to us. We catch that claim, or the data from the claim. We have in our data set the data from about 1.4 billion other claims over the last few years, and basically engage in this hyper-fast and very precise analysis to try to find patterns inside of that big data set, which was built from the claims from virtually every insurance company in the United States. But now here comes yours, and we can understand yours much better in the context of the last 1.4 billion claims. And so that's really the shape of what we do, and I could go into what we're looking for. We're looking for things like, all of us are, including bad guys, are identified and sometimes misidentified out in the world. We, you know, the bad guys might use multiple names. They might use synthetic social security numbers, any number of things. And so part of what's hard about all of this is here comes your claim and you're a legitimate claimant, but there have been a lot of illegitimate claims that have been out there as well. What the insurance companies want us to do is to sift through the haystack and find the needles, which are the bad ones. Because so your claim, your data from your insurance company comes into us, and lightning fast, we do all that analysis and send back a signal to your insurance company that is saying, this one's okay, this one's okay, this one's okay, that one's not okay. Do not, you know, you should slow down.
What does lightning fast mean? How fast is that?
Milliseconds.
Oh, okay. That is lightning fast.
Yeah, really fast.
I'll tell you, it's a true value you're creating. Like an umbrella for the entire financial markets industry. Let's shift over to your work in utilities. So right now, no secret, we're all in a pandemic and everyone's trying to open up and there are global shutdowns. Is there an opportunity for green recovery? Talk about the type of work you're doing in energy transition.
Right. So we build the sort of single view of truth about the capacity and the costs which exist at all points in the energy ecosystem. So we literally can describe every oil and gas asset around the world, how it is operating right now, how productive it is, what is its ultimate capacity, and what is the marginal cost to produce. This is extremely valuable information for anybody that's thinking about making an investment in a very CapEx intense business. It's like, you know, my asset, where would it sit relative to all of the other assets which are out in the world? To your point about a green recovery, one of the things that I have a chance to observe on, both through the work that we do, but also I actually sit on the board of a publicly traded electric utility, there is massive interest in how do we go through this energy transition towards a more renewable world. And I just want to say in the most general sense, there is a lot of energy and a lot of attention being given to this. And it's not only inside of electric utilities and power generation, but you find some of the largest global oil and gas players also reconceiving of themselves as energy businesses, you know, truly, broadly, and getting very, very interested in renewables and alternatives. So as the economy moves forward, I definitely think the direction of travel is more renewables, more conservation, we haven't yet hit the peak of consumption of hydrocarbons, but within the next couple of decades, we definitely will. You know, there's 101 things that can get you focused on something other than the actual well-being of your customer. And I think one of the things that is a natural experience of a lot of CEOs, especially of larger companies, is that as your company gets larger and more complex, imagine, for example, if you and I, Robert, started a company together and we started with one product and one customer. Well, you and I would really understand that product and we would really understand that customer. But now we add a second customer and, you know, hopefully we're still very intimate with who are they and how are they using our product, et cetera, et cetera. But now we add a third customer and then a second product. And by the time you get up to something that is the size of Verisk or larger, we've got hundreds and hundreds of solutions and tens of thousands of customers. And I can't be in touch with all of them. No human being could. In the face of that, there is this tendency to maybe focus on things, well, that we can understand and that are accessible, like risk management and the balance sheet and cost control and what have you. But I think when a company begins to lose its sensitivity to its customers, it's really moving towards mediocrity. So one of the things is to constantly go back to the customers, to talk about, to use examples of their actual lived experience and their experience of working with our solutions, and for leadership to model that it's all about the customer. My own privilege is I go sit in the offices of 30 to 40 of the CEOs of our largest customers each year. Partly I learn so much, but also because I model for the rest of my organization, you should be doing the same thing. with your, you know, with your peers inside of our customer organizations. So I can, you know, customer centric, I think, is really important.
We are speaking with Scott Stephenson, and when we come back from the break, we're going to ask what everyone wants to know. How you can predict the future? Is there any way to predict black swans? And what can you do to prepare to emerge stronger post-pandemic? Back in a few.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Robert Reese back on the CEO show, and we're here today with Scott Stevenson, who's the chairman, CEO, and president of Verisk. And this is one of the most important companies because what they are doing is they are doing the data analytics that are changing the world in terms of insurance, stopping insurance fraud. They're helping with utilities, and they're also doing a lot of stuff in retail banking. But right now, what everyone wants to know is everyone's concerned about how do I prepare for the unexpected? Is there any way, being you are at the heart of predictive analytics, that CEOs can predict black swans?
There's no way to predict them with precision, but one can certainly create a sense of the more likely black swans, which could occur, and then to spend a lot of time thinking about those scenarios and ultimately coming up with ways of being both sensitive to the emergent, so know when the black swan is starting. So set up your nervous system so that you are aware, one. And two, already have on the shelf what your first couple of steps will be in response to a black swan. I think those are the things that folks can do. But to your question specifically, Robert, the very nature of a black swan means that it is something unusual relative to the historical pattern. And we always look at the historical pattern first and foremost in order to try to make a prediction into the future. Now, in order to make a good prediction, we also build into our models what are the things that have not showed up, but they could. And now you also start to build those in. But you don't have a fact base which allows you to know with certainty the probability that things will happen or the magnitude of them when they do happen. And so there is a limit to the ability to make a prediction. It will never be 100%. Still, looking at models that predict the future is very useful because it can get you to get your mind running in the direction of two or three scenarios, which are the more probable ones. And then you can begin that process of let's listen for them when they're starting and let's know what our first steps are.
And what would you say the number one thing CEOs should look for right now is?
With respect to?
They want to emerge stronger post-pandemic. What type of thing might emerge?
You know, what I would start with, Robert, is maybe not so much the external force that might sort of come around and bite you, so much as the thing that I think is the most important thing that many, many companies can do, and that is to get on with the work of becoming the better digital version of themselves. So you know, one view that I have about business and the world is that you can take almost anything that a business is doing, you know, making a car or producing clothes or, you know, running a service business, what have you. There's the thing which is visible to all of us. So it's like, okay, that's a car. You know, there's somebody who is cleaning the gutter or what, you know, as a service or what have you. But underneath it all, I think every business can also be thought of as a set of information flows and decisions that have to get made. And that is the layer that we're so interested in at Verisk, and that's the layer that we're trying to feed. And so it's our privilege to be able to see into the digital infrastructure of literally tens and tens of thousands of companies, which are our customers, because that's what we're plugging into. That's what we're connecting to. And I think most CEOs would agree that their companies are on a journey to becoming a more effective digital version of themselves. And I really want to encourage that journey because I think there are so many rewards out there for companies, both in terms of productivity and cost effectiveness, but also the quality of decision making.
And are there any concerns with artificial intelligence? While people are making these decisions, how should they look at that?
Artificial intelligence is a definite part of the data analytic journey. We all experience some of the simpler forms of artificial intelligence every day. When you call somewhere and there's an automated attendant and it's giving you choices, and then it's responding to the choices that you're making, that is artificial intelligence. It's very simple, but it's artificial intelligence. So no concerns about AI, and it really, you know, it is constructive and is definitely our friend as human beings if what we want is increasingly good decision making and productive decision making. But there is something we all have to watch out for, Robert, and that is there's a particular branch of artificial intelligence which is called machine learning. Machine learning is when you set the machine the job of interpreting what it's seeing and really sort of growing in the same way that, you know, in a sense, human intelligence grows. The machine itself is learning. And just like with a human being, whatever is going on in our head is partly a function of the information that we're feeding it. You know, if you read comic books all day, you know comic book content. If you read The Economist all day, you know economist content. The machine is the same way. The machine knows the content that you provided. And the thing that we have to watch out for, and this goes a little bit back to what we were saying about prediction in the future, a machine-learned algorithm will make you can train it to make a forward-looking statement about, you know, make a prediction about something. The thing you have to concern yourself with is what data is it using in order to make that forward-looking statement? Because if, for example, we are feeding cause and effect data into a machine-learned algorithm, and the cause and effect data grew up in an environment where maybe there was bias that was in the system that was generating those causes and those effects. So, for example, you know, if you were using data from decades ago, or perhaps even more recently, where maybe some people are, you know, were at the lower end of the socioeconomic range, and because of that, it would appear that either they did not receive loans as frequently, or for any number of reasons, their loans were underperforming relative to the loans made to other people. You feed all of that data into a machine learned method, and it's going to come back and tell you, don't lend to low income people. I mean, in my very simple example here. First of all, we could have an opinion about that as citizens of the United States and the world, and I think we would want to think about it differently than that. But you may also be making a very suboptimal business decision based upon simply mimicking the pattern that existed in the past. And if you're trying to be really innovative, you don't want to just be a captive to the pattern of the past. So machine learning as a part of AI is very powerful. It's very leveraged. It's very automated. But you have to make sure that you're doing it in a way that reflects both really reliable data, which is relatively free of bias, and in a way that reflects your values and your ambitions. You can't just let the machine run.
And on that inspiring note, Scott, a pleasure having you on the CEO Show.
Thanks, Robert. Great to be with you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.